Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The other thing that I found for any kind of trust building is I do use a lot of affirmations. I started using them when I had a huge business reversal, and I had I was a single mom, and I had my fiance was killed in a car accident, and all of this caused me to become dependent on drugs. I chose to hide and bury my pain with cocaine. So it was a long, slow process of just coming to the end of that. There's no joy there. There's no solace. You don't go through any kind of resolution. You just are stuck behind this iron curtain of drug, you know, and refusal to feel the pain, right? And when I finally stopped the drugs, it was a choice that I had to make. And I had these books that had affirmations in them that I had on my nightstand for who knows how long. And as I had just decided I would stay in bed for 3 weeks until I was rested, and I read these books. So these affirmations were the baby steps for me to begin to come out of that hiding.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest is a self-taught decorative artist who, as a single mother, built her business into a nationally recognized company with projects published in every major design magazine in the US. Her new memoir, This or Something Better, takes an unflinching look at early abuse and its effects. Readers learn how nature guided and empowered her successful career until devastating fires on her mountain forced her to face her lifelong issues with trust. She and her husband live in Northern California, where they hike and ride horses on Sonoma Mountain. Mm-hmm. Her name is Elisa Stencil Levine, and I'm really grateful to have her here with us on the Gratitude Podcast. Lisa?
Yes. Hello.
So, let us know a little bit more about you, about where you are right now.
Yes. So, here I am. I must say, I just turned 72. I'm super fit and happy and healthy, thankfully. I'm so grateful for that, Georgian. I have just finished writing this memoir that will come out in June. And that the title, This or Something Better, really is about how I approached almost everything from the very beginning. So if it's all right with you, I'll tell the listeners just a tiny bit about the early part of my life and how gratitude, nature, and other issues sort of came together and shaped me, and how I think maybe they can think about that in their early life and how it may have shaped them. Mm-hmm. The first thing I remember, my very first memory, I was not quite 2 years old. I'm sure I was really only about a year and a half old, but many people have said that I couldn't possibly remember that, but I'm sorry, I do. So I was tiny, and I was outside by myself. My parents lived sort of in a suburban wooded area, and my dad was building a house. And I guess I was walking along just outside, and I saw my shoes moving, and I thought those are my shoes. And somehow that idea that these are my shoes and I was moving my feet in my shoes, that meant I was this person. And I just remember looking up and seeing the trees, and the trees were moving with this gentle wind. And I reached my hands up, and I just was just so thrilled to be on the planet. I thought, I'm so happy here. I'm so probably would have said, I'm grateful. So I reached out to say hello and realized I don't have words. I can't talk, right? So when just at that moment, these birds flew and the trees waved, and I realized I'm here, you know, and we are all one. This is the essence of life. I'm lucky. I'm happy. I'm here. And, you know, how these ideas of words and thoughts came to me, I can't really explain, but I was perfectly satisfied with the fact that I'm on the planet, right? Yay. So that was the beginning. In my family life, there were issues that were very, very difficult. So I really relied on nature to soothe me when my grandmother started scrubbing me and calling me a murderer when I was tiny, until I was almost five, because I was Catholic. And she thought that my mother was Catholic and had married her son, and so this was an issue. But even as meanwhile, her husband, who was my step-grandfather, he spent time with me on Saturdays when my grandmother was at church. She was Seventh-day Adventist. And when I was tiny, he did sexually molest me. But I didn't realize that it was bad or not good, because it was very subtle. And I thought I was special, and it was a way of feeling safe and belonging. I was tiny. So by the time I could start to talk, I was almost three, it was maybe two and a half. He then stopped his special relationship with me, shall we say, and turned to my little cousin, who was just slightly younger and couldn't talk. And I felt abandoned, you know. And then I just was done with that, him and his supposed specialness, and my grandmother. And I found no way to really explain this to my parents. My grandmother was my father's mother, so she would be like God in my mind. And so I couldn't tell on her to her own son. That didn't make any sense. So I just didn't. And eventually I told my grandmother that I couldn't possibly be a murderer because I was only a little child. And I remember just looking out the window as we were driving, because we were alone in her car, and all of these pear orchards were just going by. And you know when you drive by orchards, how they open up like a fan, and you know, they just open, and it's just beautiful how they look. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I have to say something to her. So when I said that, she said, you know, it doesn't matter that you're a little child. It's because you're Catholic, and the Catholics murdered, you know, thousands and thousands of people. So it's just like you did it yourself in the Crusades. And I of course, I'm in America at that time, of course, and I didn't know anything about the Crusades. This was 1954, 55. And there was a cartoon on TV called Crusader Rabbit. And I'm like, I don't understand. There's no way I can understand this. So I decided just to look at the pear orchards and let them fan by me and just dream on about, you know, nature, and just never mind my grandmother. There's nothing I could do. But I really was convinced that making my own life was, you know, really the only answer. I'd have to make my own life. And so that was my intention. And I had access to nature every day in every way we lived. near a river, and it was absolutely beautiful, and there was no other houses for 7 miles. So, you know, that's pretty isolated. And that's where I learned as many things as I possibly could about kindness. I wrote my own idea of what the purpose of life, and I thought it would be published in Time magazine when I was 12. I had carefully written it out, but no, that wasn't to be. The person I shared it with thought that I had copied it out of something. It was all plagiarized, you know. And I didn't ever send it anywhere because I just thought, okay, then people aren't going to believe me. So anyway, as time passed, the more I tried to build my life, the more I continued to rely on nature. And what happened in the near time, just recently, in 2017, when we had this terrible fire on our mountain, and 80,000 acres were 80,000 acres were burned, and 40 people died. And it was a horrific for all of us. And we just weren't accustomed to it. There had been no fires here. When I ran away from the mountain with my husband, I did not, it was midnight and there was terrible smoke and everything, but I did not call out to any of my neighbors, Georgian. I didn't try to help anybody. I didn't go to anybody's door as we're, racing down the hill. We have this one way out on our mountain, and I did not try to save my neighbors. Now, many people have said that's normal or something. No, this isn't the issue for me. I was called a murderer as a tiny child. If someone had died, Georgian, it would have been just beyond my ability to cope. I mean, and here I am, this person who thinks I know about the purpose of life and thinks I know about essence and wonder and trust and joy, and yet not a single thought for another person, right? I can't abide that. So that was when I decided to look at my life and write the truth about my history of trust and love and sincerity, and share it and try to discover the unintended consequence of turning away from people. Okay? I had turned away from people from a very early age. I was able to manage a few really deep and beautiful relationships, my son, my husband, and this is a great gift, but the armor that I created when I was tiny was invisible to me. And I think this is one of the things that I think people carry about with them without knowing. And exactly. The idea of gratitude and somehow it can help you ease this burden of historic ideas of how you have to live your life. And it's just, I'm really grateful to be on this podcast because there's just a lot to explore about how we see ourselves and our place on this planet and what we can learn and grow. I mean, for me, it's really trying to rediscover wonder as an innocent, right? And yeah, so the feeling of gratitude is part of that. You're just standing in a stream of being, and it's, so even like here, we're speaking now, and for you, you know, you do this on a daily basis, which is beautiful, and to be able to immerse yourself in the stream of gratitude in any given moment is a huge gift. And so anyway, I thank you for this opportunity.
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome. But with the true-to-fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV Hydra Science, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate the way you've prepared for our interview. And yeah, that means a lot to me. And I could feel how much you appreciate this opportunity by doing that. So definitely. So I wanted to get back to something that you shared a couple of minutes ago about trust. I think we all have some kind of, let's say, trust issues. I can't find better words at the moment, but the idea is that we felt like we trust people, we were vulnerable, and we got hurt. And the thing here is that most of the times we are grateful when we are able to trust other people and to be interdependent, not fully independent. And I think that's a really powerful thing that we can all think about. And it's something important that we can become aware of and make some baby steps toward more trust and becoming more vulnerable. And I think this is a great way of becoming more grateful. So my question is, what has been your experience with this, with trust, and whether my idea is right that it actually helps you become more grateful?
Well, it's really like this magic formula, because you can set out like on a path to be trusting. You can, let's say you have a new relationship. My husband, we met 30 some years ago, and I was 38 years old at the time. And I really was, you know, quick to talk to him about intimacy and how important it was, and how, you know, all these different ideas of how we could be. And I'm just very verbal. And he is generally, I call him the Sphinx. He doesn't talk very much, you know. And so all this talking I was giving him, I just have to say, George, and it was probably 4 or 5 years later that I said, you know, I don't know anything about what I'm saying. I really don't know. I'm making it up. And, you know, we just have to start over and start fresh and see where we really are. You can have a lofty and good goal, just like you say in your introduction on your podcast page, you know, that you're not grateful at all times, you know, not going to be in gratitude at every second. Certainly, the trust issue, we want that. We want to feel comfortable and comforting and a sense of belonging. It seems so huge and important in most cases, whether it's at your place of work, in your family, as a mother, as a child, you know, as a citizen, it's important. But how to get that trust and that flow going is I think it's kind of personal, and it's unique to each person. So I've had to really start to identify where I'm resisting and pulling back. And so if I see someone, and let's say I'm working for a very, very wealthy client, and I'm feeling anxious, then the first thing I have to do is just try to find myself, some center of myself, and remember that I'm there to bring my gifts to them and, you know, to see what gifts they have in them. And if you go there from that perspective, then you're not so concerned about judgment. You know, you're bringing I have this saying that somebody once gave to me and I absolutely love, and it's just, you have a deep well of joy within you. And so when I feel distracted or uncertain, and especially anxious, I can just say that. And that gives me the presence so that I can start to feel the opportunity for trust. Now, will I take the opportunity? Not every time, you know, or maybe not as deeply as I'd like. Or maybe there won't be reciprocation. But generally, it's a very huge help. The other thing that I found for any kind of trust building is I do use a lot of affirmations. I started using them when I had a huge business reversal, and I had I was a single mom, and I had my fiance was killed in a car accident, and all of this caused me to become dependent on drugs. I chose to hide and bury my pain with cocaine. So it was a long, slow process of just coming to the end of that. There's no joy there. There's no solace. You don't go through any kind of resolution. You just are stuck behind this iron curtain of drug, you know, and refusal to feel the pain, right? So when I finally stopped the drugs, it was a choice that I had to make, and I had these books that had affirmations in them that I had on my nightstand for who knows how long. And as I had just decided I would stay in bed for 3 weeks until I was rested, and I read these books. So these affirmations were the baby steps for me to begin to come out of that hiding and the shame of a business reversal, pain of the loss of someone I thought was just so, so wonderful. that was all difficult, but not near as difficult as the many many years. I mean, I think it was 4 years that I spent hidden from my own self. And so coming through that and then using any affirmation I could find that would help, and then being held by this wonderful teacher who said to me, you know, you have a deep well of joy within you. From that moment, then my own internal essence was sparked again, right? And that was the one of the deepest experiences of my life. And I try to give this to other people. When I see someone that is, you know, worried, they're standing on, like, it's almost like a threshold of a change in their life, and they're ready to go for something that's going to be much more beautiful for them, but they're anxiously standing back a little bit, I may just put my hand on their shoulder and just say, I just know you have a deep well of joy within you. And they just feel that it just changes everything. I absolutely love it. And it's beautiful. That's one of my little tricks. As far as trust, in general, you know, I find by giving, I'm a very kinetic person. I like to move around and do. So I am cooking now on Wednesdays. I do these meals for 200 people with a team of three other chefs. And this is beautiful because I used to cook in restaurants way back in the day when I was like 17 and trying to raise my child. So it's just beautiful. And it's food, you know, it's a meal service for people that is free. And it's beautiful food that we make. And then I just really like volunteering, and that's a huge help to me. Even when I was working very, very hard, I always felt doing something civic, something that is of benefit, whether it's shopping for somebody that's shut in or cleaning up trash, whatever, something. I feel that is very healing, and that's been my way of trying to connect to people. The most recent, ever since the fires, I'm having to tell myself that's not enough. You know, you have to really create the presence and reverence to let the other person show you who they are and not just do. This doing, it's got to come to an end, George. I've got to allow myself to be and let other people be. And it's really interesting in my work, it's possible because there's a program there in that I'm going to come, I'm going to work with decorators, we're going to design all the colors and textures and manners of doing any kind of interior paint work. And then when all these patterns and designs and everything are designed, they will be applied by the people that work with me, and then we will go away. And this will be their home, you know, done into whatever style it's supposed to be. So I can give my all to finding the right design, the way the positive and negative spaces accentuated, the colors and how it works with their skin, their eyes, their joy. All those things are, you know, it's just a total intuitive immersion. It's beautiful. And I feel like I'm super close to them, and then I just go away and I'm done. So yet, because my job has been to try to make sure that things are looking right and things are suitable for the building and the period that we're doing and all these kinds of things, I've done a lot of travel, and I've gotten into this really strong editing mode where one looks at, let's just say, some beautiful building, but then something's not quite right about it. Well, if I'm not careful, I will take this same idea that I'm supposed to be the judge of all these things and not just judge the work that I'm producing, but also then the building itself and then the people in the building. Okay. So then maybe they need a haircut, or maybe this, or maybe, I mean, really, please. It's just so superficial and not even productive. It's yeah. just a defense. So it's just that this is why I'm saying that it's the whole thing is so amazing. The whole thing between trust, gratitude, wonder, and judgment. It's just like this ever, it's a kaleidoscope, ever changing. Mm-hmm. You're going to find things new that you can do differently. You just try to keep some humor, okay? As you're trying to grow yourself into a better human, right? Because without a little humor, you know, gee, it would be very hard.
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the true-to-fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV HydraScience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com. Definitely. And I was thinking about the fact that you're actually exemplifying trust in this moment. The fact that you're opening up to me, to us, about mm-hmm. your story, about some things that most people aren't are afraid to share, that aren't open mm-hmm. to sharing. And I think this is very powerful. And I'm thinking about some of my listeners that have reached out, that have told me their story. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. And it's wonderful that by knowing what they're going through, I can recommend certain episodes, for instance, if they're going through certain things based on their situation, because there are over 700 episodes. So I know most of them by heart, so I can help better. And I think that's an important part of trust. When we are able to trust other people and open up, we are able to receive that help, and we are able to like I said, become more interdependent. And I think this links beautifully to your work as well. We here in Romania, we tend to do everything by ourselves, even in the house, even the design and everything as a tendency. And trusting another person with the design, that's something big, because it's your home. It's the place where you live. And I believe that it's another great example of vulnerability, of trust, the fact that they trust you so much that they give you the creative freedom to create something beautiful for them. And without that, probably they would do something, but that's not at the level that you can create. And I think in general, this is something really beautiful that that we can experience when we open up, when we trust each other more. We get to receive something better. And yeah, that's just wonderful.
Well, it is truly a collaborative experience in the best of times. You know, I guess a person could just go and design a hotel rooms. I'm sure there's many people that do that. You know, the whole design is done with the mythical person in mind, not an actual client. And so when I used to buy houses and restore them, I would be with this idea of home, and I would try to make it each in the house. I did 16 houses in 6 years with some partners, and I was in charge of all the colors and paint and pattern and all that. And I tried to make it resonate, you know, with this idea of essence, so that it would feel like home. And we sold every house the first week that they were on the market for the price that we asked or more. And we had people of every type, and we'd have a couple, we'd have a gay couple, we'd have an old, you know, older couple, a young family. All of them are saying, this is home. And I'm like, oh, yay. Okay, great. So that was really an interesting thing. And I think because I yearned for a feeling of this idea of freedom and safety, sort of encompassing both. What is that? You know, that's the idea of family. That's the idea of, you know, being cared for and being able to be caring. And so I wanted to exemplify that, and also leave space for the person. So it couldn't be so over-decorated that the people aren't needed. They needed to have people in it to bring it to life. So, yeah, it was a really exciting time. And that's the business that failed ultimately, that was so devastating. And then I built up the other business, which is decorative art, as working with interior designers and architects all over the world. So that was exciting and collaborative. But again, there's so much more depth that I can gain by allowing the armor that just is there to be melting. And that's my job now, melt the armor, you know, and yeah, find the wonder.
Wow. That's a beautiful affirmation. And yeah, you're doing a great job at this. And yeah, we can see that and we appreciate that. And I also wanted to get to another point that has been featured on the podcast quite a lot, in the sense that many of our guests said that one of the best ways to heal and to get connected to gratitude is by going out in nature. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about this, about your gratitude for nature and the way you connect with gratitude in nature?
Yes, I mean, in the stories and my book and the essays I write, I tell of these things that are seemingly so tiny. I just remember being maybe, like I said, 8 years old. I'm laying down on these warm, round rocks by the river. They're all smooth and round because they've been tumbled for so long when the river's high, but now the river's low, it's summer. And I'm just sleeping on these, like lazing about on these rocks, right? Happy as a little clam by myself. And I see this branch of this, like a little bush, and it looks like something's funny. It seems to be moving a little bit, and all of a sudden it explodes, and all of these ladybugs go flying out of it. I mean, there could have been 1,000. I don't even know how many it could have been. Looked like a firework, right? And so I'm just like, oh my God, did that really happen? And then, you just look away for a minute and you look there again, and then they're gone. And all you can see is just this, the bush is just barely moving a little bit. And it's like saying, yes, that happened, but only you saw it. So that's the way it is, right? I mean, there's these things that are happening all over when you're out there, if you just can take a minute. What I do here and now, I live on this mountain. We are within just 100 steps of 30 miles of hiking trails, because we're living on the slope of the mountain. And we're in a wildlife corridor. And we have horses, so we could ride, but I don't ride. I like to walk or hike and run. So I have this 12-mile course that I absolutely love, because it's just like a storybook trail, and it's very soothing. And the difficult part comes in the beginning, and then you're just on this long, slow, quiet hike. And there's these trees, all these different trees and plants that I see when I, and it's like a meditation hike. So I like to do that alone. And then other days I go a 4 or 6 mile or something with my husband. He's on the horse, and we meet up in these different places, and it's really fun. And where it's possible, I'll run and the horse will run with me. And, otherwise, the horse will run much faster to uphill, right? And then we'll meet up, here and there. So it's just a beautiful opportunity. And then down by the creek on our property, there's these circles of redwoods. It's called a fairy ring. So there's these redwoods, and then in the center of the redwoods, you can lay down. And then we always go there on Yom Kippur. We're Jewish, and that's where we have that. We call that our temple, and we spend the day of fasting down there. And it's always a really illuminating, it's illuminating to remember that we're mortal, and if we are lucky, we'll be written in the book of life, right? And so easy to forget that every second, right? I can remember it now, Georgian, okay, but now, oh no, but now it's gone, okay, but now.
so true.
Yeah,
and I love this idea of nature being our temple, and it makes so much sense. And for me, a very interesting experience was when I was in Bali, where all the temples, or at least most of them, I know I haven't seen them all, of course, are open space, in the sense that they don't have a roof.
Yeah,
and they just have some walls basically, and some different buildings inside of these walls, but they don't have any roofs. And for me, that was shocking, because I was thinking, wherever I went in Europe, I saw that all of the temples, all of the churches, of course, had ceilings. And seeing that was very interesting, because it was a different way of connecting spiritually. And when you looked up, basically you saw the sky, and you were in the temple. And it's such a really powerful experience, and unexpected somehow. So Yeah, I think it's similar to what you just said with nature being our temple.
Yeah, yes. Yes, and I think that's part of that vulnerability thing. You know, like that's what it sounds so appealing about the Balinese approach, is that yeah, we are just covered with some skin here. You know, we're not really, you know, impervious and warrior, you know, everlasting made of metal. We are sensitive and delicate, and the reverence for that is one of the ways that you can, I think, build your own esteem, even in after whatever periods of shame or unresolved and unforgiven regrets you have. You can find your way through all those with gratitude and just reverence. He really, I think the idea of the comparative reality, you know, like, okay, here I am and I'm 72 and somebody else who is 72 is more well turned out or has whiter teeth or whatever the heck, you know. It's just interesting to say to yourself, okay, what is it I'm learning here? I'm learning that maybe I would like whiter teeth. I can probably go get that. I can make that happen somehow, perhaps. You know, I don't have to be upset or to feel, you know, be diminished by the fact that I'm appreciating somebody. I'm just going to be appreciating them and be grateful that they gave me an idea, right? It doesn't have to be that, you know, without that somehow I'm less than. If I find something about someone else that I admire. And so that's just an interesting, I don't know, side note. It may not be very relevant. Excuse me for
that. No problem. I think it's a great idea because we all do that whether we're conscious of it or not. And we're all comparing ourselves to other people. And it's just about the way we do it and the way we turn it around or not. So, yeah, I believe that instead of being envious and feeling bad and going on a downward spiral with this, we can, as you mentioned, go on an upward spiral. We can see that we admire something at someone and that it could be something that we might want or might like. And that's okay. We don't have to feel bad in any way, because that's the problem, basically. The fact that the way we see what's on the outside and the way we do the comparison, it makes us feel in a certain way. It makes us feel less. And one of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know, 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the True to Fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV Hydra Science, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com.
Damn. Yes. Well, that's like the title of the book, you know, This or Something Better is an affirmation. And, you know, really it's just saying, yes, I have this and I'm grateful, but if you have something better, you know, bring it.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
I'll take it. So, you know, it's just, and then the other thing, I mean, when you talk about manifesting through affirmation and that kind of thing, I just think, I have had such great luck. I mean, I must be so terribly, tremendously grateful for the fact that I decided somewhere along the line that I would use Shakti Gawain's book, Creative Visualization, combined with another book. Another book, You Can Heal Your Life. Okay, that was recommended to me when I was still doing drugs, and I got very mad. And I told the person, you know, you just think my whole life is sick. You know, and actually my whole life was, okay? So anyhow, those two books were the ones that I had by my bedside. And when I decided I would change my life, then I wrote these, you know, I wrote out these lists. Like, for example, my new home is, and I would write all the qualities that I wanted in this new home. You know, I want children playing nearby. I want these things. I want, you know, whatever these things were, you know, beautiful flowers, et cetera. And including even the how much I could afford to pay and, you know, and why I loved it. If I was renting, you know, I have a wonderful landlord, you know, that kind of thing. And I would just write it in the present tense. My new home is, you know, whatever my new career is, my will be published in all these magazines. I will penetrate the San Francisco market, whatever those things are. And just look at that list and read it out loud in the present tense, and it would just, it would happen. And I mean, my, if I made a 5-year plan, it would be done in 2 years. I'm just saying. I mean, it's just a tremendously fortunate. And I've had many people that have helped them make their lists, and they get what they have on their list. Now, you must be, you know, quite sincere with this list, you know, because, like, for example, if you want to find a mate and you write the man I choose to love is, and you have this huge list, right? Are you willing to be all those things? This is my question. I'm not going to go any deeper into it, but you really have to look at what you're saying, putting out there that you think you are ready and able to appreciate and resonate with. Mm-hmm. And if you are not yet there, then you have some work to do, right?
Definitely.
You know, but that's okay. This or something better, right?
Exactly. And this relates beautifully to gratitude, because we appreciate what we have, and we really appreciate what we have. Like, we really see what we already have. We really appreciate it, like, on a really deep level. We are very aware of how lucky we are, of how blessed we are with what we have.
Yeah.
And we're open to something better. We are open to better things. We are open to new goals. But the first step, of course, is appreciating where we are and feeling grateful for where we are. Because when we're going to get to the next goal, we're going to experience the same thing. We're going to be grateful for where we are, and we can choose to want something better. And I think that's part of us wanting to grow, but mm-hmm. also about appreciating the journey. What we talked about before getting on this recording, the fact that I'm appreciating the journey. I want to grow. I want to reach more people and help them with gratitude. But the journey is the most important, and enjoying it. And yeah, I also wanted to get to something else. When you did your affirmations and you've written what you wanted, was part of having neighbors like cougars on that list?
Oh. you know, are you talking about the mountain lion?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I wanted to, I love having a spirit animal. And I had a hummingbird come and just like be right before my forehead, looking at me. And I thought, okay, so I looked up all about the sort of the idea of what the spirit animal of a hummingbird was. And I saw that that was who I was at that time. And it was only just recently that I was in this very room that I'm in now, my office. And all of a sudden, here comes a mountain lion, and he's looking in my, it's an eight-sided window, and he's only 4 feet away looking at my window. Did I send you that picture?
No, I saw it on Instagram, and I...
Oh! It was amazing. Yeah, no, that, and so when he came, I'm like, okay. I mean, it's actually a juvenile one. It's probably only maybe not quite 2 years old. So we set up a wildlife camera. I got one from my husband for his birthday, so that we can see what's going on out there. We know they're around. And yes, there was two things I wanted. I wanted to see a mountain lion here, and I want very much to find an arrowhead. And I'm kind of annoyed that I haven't had my magical moment in finding a beautiful arrowhead. But my husband found one, and he thought nothing of it, and it was in this little dish on the table for like, I don't know, 2 months. And I said, wait a minute, what is this arrowhead? And he goes, oh yeah, I found that. I'm like, you know. So anyway, maybe we have together, like he says, together we make a whole person. So
exactly.
Yeah,
that's it's wonderful that we're able to be so creative and to attract these wonderful things in our life. And like you're saying in the book, this or something better. And I was thinking that having these kinds of neighbors, I saw that you have other kinds of neighbors as well, is part of that something better. And I've done this exercise myself with the place where I lived, and it happened very similarly. I had the list, but actually it was even better. And
that's what happened to me when I found my house that I lived in San Francisco. I was looking for the house, and I, you know, believed I had the house, the house would existed. And I walked up the stairs, and when I walked in, my first thought was, this is much too nice for me. And I thought, oh my God, you better get tuned up here. You know, you're supposed to be believing that you have value and everything. And now you find this beautiful place, and the first thing, you shrink away. This is not right. And I called my girlfriend, who's an artist, and I said, I'm having some kind of problem accepting the beauty that's coming to me. And she said, well, you need to just do this. She said, imagine, take in your hands a beautiful cloth and make it in your mind. And imagine it is the cloth, the cape of receiving, and design it however you want. It doesn't matter if it has just all one color, if it's velvet or it's all embroidered, I don't care, but it's your cape of receiving. And now you must put this on and allow yourself to receive. And say, thank you, God. And I said, okay. And so I did. And then it was good. So
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And with this idea, I would like us to wrap this up. Again, mm-hmm. I think we can go on for hours. And yes. I'm really happy that we have this going on. Let our audience know where they can find your book, where they can get in touch with you.
Yes, well, my website is elisastancillevine.com, because basically my name. The book is available, This or Something Better, on Amazon, and in every kind of bookstore, in Barnes & Noble, et cetera, et cetera. I'm on Instagram under my name. I'm on LinkedIn under my name, comma, author. I'm on Facebook under my name, and I have an author page on Facebook too. But I actually really like my website, and so I would love it if people would go there, because there's some essays on there that would also give them some ideas about life, and I would love to share them.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us, especially at the time that you're doing this for us. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day, or maybe even their life, much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.